Chapter 12.
Twist. Turn, crawl, climb, scrape and sweat. It was like that every agonized step of the way. I wiped the mud from my face and accidentally rubbed it into a scrape I'd gotten on my cheek. I could only imagine what a mess my hair was now. I should have tied a few knots in it. I felt like I was suffocating down here, too.
"Are we there yet?"
I asked. It might have been the 100th time for all I know. I lost count after 30. Brenwar didn't slow, climbing up over a ledge, plodding through a shallow lake, whistling a cheerful tune. He couldn't be more happy underground. He was like a pig in mud. Me, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I'd rather fight 100 goblins. Something about being in these caves with no sense of direction got the better of me. I wasn't in control. And without Brenwar, I might get lost. Probably would, actually. Now, you're probably thinking that dragons live in caves. And that's true, many do. And it's not so bad when you have a lot of room and you know your way through. But this? No, thanks. I liked having the open air to look at and everything beyond.
"Here,"
Brenwar said, standing in a spring of water burbling at his feet, pointing upward. I could see a faint light, a brown hole, you might say, among the all-encompassing black. It flickered. My heart leaped in my chest. A torch or lantern was near.
"You think we're at the top?"
"Think? I know it. Just 20 yards below that hideout."
He thumped his chest.
"I told you so."
I sheathed Fang and allowed my eyes to adjust to the darkness. I could see the ceiling better now. A circle of dim light. It illuminated the both of us now.
"What do you think it is?"
Brenwar pointed.
"A well. See all those stones?"
There was part of a formation that had crumbled at the base. It was possible that the people who had built the hideout abandoned the place once the source of water dried up, or was destroyed. Most ruins had thrived at one time or another, but time, war, famine, and the elements destroyed the greatest cities in the world. It happens, as sure as the sun and moon set in the sky every single day.
"So,"
in the dark I said,
"how do we get up there?"
"I brought us here. It's up to you to do the rest."
"You don't think there's another entrance farther?"
"No, there's no other entrance at all. This is the one. Trust me, I know."
I rubbed my chin and gave some serious thought to this one. I couldn't jump 20 feet in the air, and I couldn't fly either. Brenwar growled, fumbled through his pack, and pulled something out. A rope. A grappling hook was attached to it.
"You could have mentioned that you had that among your assets before. It would have spared me some troublesome thoughts."
"Do I have to think of everything, dragon? What would you do without me?"
"I guess I would have just gone through the front door."
"This was your idea,"
he huffed. Brenwar whirled the hook on the rope and slung it upward toward the hole. I slapped him on the back.
"Great shot."
I tugged the rope and nodded.
"You go first,"
he said.
"I've done more than enough already."
Up I went, hand over hand, foot after foot, until I could clearly see the outline of the well that once stood. I hung in midair and listened. I always gave it 60 seconds or so. You had to make sure the coast was clear. No sounds, no rustles, no footsteps or voices. It seemed we'd found as good a place to enter as any. I climbed over the mouth of the well and shook the rope. I could hear Brenwar coming, but it would take him a while. Dwarfs aren't the fastest climbers, or the fastest anything, for that matter. But I couldn't complain. So far, so good. That's when I heard voices. My hand dropped to my hilt. Goblins. Two of them chatting back and forth. Coming my way. Guards! I whispered into the well. Brenwar only had about 10 more feet to go.
Drop if you have to.
I'm not gonna drop.
Shh!
The room I was in was big. At one time a common area of sorts. Long abandoned with very few places to hide. I glided towards the wall farthest from the well and squatted in the shadows. Yes, indeed, the goblins were a patrol, making their rounds. I suspected it, but my wishful thinking had gotten the better of me. I couldn't let them see the grappling hook or Brenwar. I had to stop them, or the alarm would be sounded and the entire hideout would swarm with goblins. Here they came. Side by side, both big. The size of men. Wearing helmets and armed with spears. They didn't look my way, but one was carrying a torch. The other's yellow eyes were fixed on the well. I reached for my bow, then thought better of it. I could hit one, but I couldn't kill it fast enough. Its screams would send a warning. Drat! That left me with Fang. Oh, if I could just sneak up and chop them down, it would be so easy. That wouldn't be such a good idea either. Too risky. That left me with my wits. My brain. Oh, and my dragon arm. What wonders would it allow me to get away with? Could I get away with it in time?
Huh? You smell something, brother?
One goblin said to the other. It sniffed the air. This was it. They'd be on to us any second. I had to spring. Then the speaking goblin farted and said,
I bet you do now.
The other took a deep snort and said,
I can do better than that.
And let one rip. I didn't know whether to laugh or be sick. As the foul odor wafted to my nostrils.
Yuck!
They both let out some rugged chuckles and took seats on the well's stony rim, the grappling hook right between them, and farted again.
I don't think Brenwar's gonna like that.
The goblin laughed and patted his belly.
I'm hungry.
He reached inside a pouch, stuffed some bugs in his mouth and crunched them up.
Take some.
I needed to kill them now. I wanted to kill them now. And the foul smell started to make my eyes water and my stomach nauseous. What I really wanted to do was run. I had to escape the stink.
What is this, brother?
Oh, no, the goblin had discovered the grappling hook.
It looks like...
It looked like one of the goblins was sucked down the well. The other opened its mouth to scream. I flew across the room and cracked it across the jaw before the first syllable came out. Its yellow eyes rolled up in its head just before Brenwar jerked it down inside the well and climbed out.
Great goblin farts!
Brenwar exclaimed, holding his nose, stamping his boots.
Quiet!
I warned, holding my nose as well.
I wouldn't call him great.
Well, what would you call him?
My stomach wrenched in my belly, and I spit up into the well.
The words have evaded me. Now let's just get out of this stink hole.
As I stepped away, Brenwar jerked me back.
Let's lighten the load,
he said, slipping off his pack and setting it over in the shadows. I tossed him mine. Brenwar set them side by side, unfolded a cloth that got bigger and bigger and covered the packs up. He muttered some words, and our covered packs blended in with the stone. It was another one of those delights he'd brought from my father's throne room, a cloth of concealment. And it was helpful all the time. He lumbered over, swinging his arms, warhammer ready.
We better get going. It won't be long before they miss those two.
I looked back at the well. I'd say we had an hour at most.
Let's go.
The hideout was a network of rooms and tunnels, some lit, some not, carved from stone. From room to room, corridor to corridor, there were sparse furnishings. Few decorations, and here and there, runes were written on the walls. Nothing extraordinary. It seemed many races had used this place as a hideout over time, though. We moved in the shadows, darting from alcove to alcove, avoiding the light and the sounds of anything coming. Other than the two guards we'd encountered, there was nothing. No chatter, no shuffling of feet, not even the crick of a cricket or the scurry of a rodent. I stopped for a moment and gathered my thoughts. The goblins must have felt safe in their hideout, and maybe only a couple of guards were needed to make the rounds. Still, it was weird. It wasn't usually this easy sneaking into any place. And even though we had to put some thought into it and come through the utmost back door, something was eating at me. Brenmar jostled me with his elbow and sniffed the air.
Smell that, he said.
Ah, indeed I did. It was goblin brew. The making of swill. The mix of sweat. We were getting close to the goblins. But where was the dragon?
Follow me.
Now, when it comes to saving dragons, there's only one thing you need to concern yourself with. Getting them free of the net, shackles, or cage they're in. If you pull that off, any dragon is smart enough and fast enough to do the rest on his or her own. In a flash, they'll be gone. Which probably explains why they never thanked me or stuck around to help. Which always bothered me. After all, I was putting my life on the line. And I had the scars to show for it. It seemed the goblins were singing, or celebrating, perhaps. I'm guessing that dragon, a rare blue razor, would be very valuable. But they weren't going to collect a single coin. I would see to that. I swore it. We squatted down behind a balcony that overlooked a great hall. Peeking over the ledge, I could see boiling vats of goblin gruel and swill, bubbling on beds of red-hot coals. There was a throne at the end of the hall, where a massive humanoid sat, covered from head to toe in deep purple robes. The goblins ate, drank, sang, and wrestled with one another. At least 30 of them that I could see. It was a celebration.
That's a lot of goblins, I said.
I felt a knife in my heart when I noticed the dragon curled up inside a heavy iron cage. A girl at that. My keen eyes picked up the lighter belly and long dark eyelashes. That made me sad and mad at the same time.
Let's move,
I said, unfolding my bow, Akron. It's working snap too, the bowstring coiling around the wood and into place. I was ready. I was ready to take them all on. Brenwar grabbed my elbow and pulled me back. I jerked away.
Easy, dragon. Give them more time to celebrate. They'll be drunk soon enough. Easier to strike them.
Well, soon enough wouldn't be soon enough for me. But I conceded.
And what happens when the patrol doesn't return?
Well, let's hope they don't remember.
I kept my eyes on the robed figure on the simple stone throne. Mysterious and powerful he, or she, seemed, yet unmoving. The figure felt evil, though. I felt compelled to launch a magic arrow into that hooded skull. Take down the leader and they'd all fall down. Darn that need not to kill. I resisted, slipped my arrow back in my quiver, and against all my compulsions, I waited.